them doing, but Jesus tells them what they have on the inside is not right. They're following all the rules, but God is not influencing what they're doing, thinking, or feeling on the inside. They're not demonstrating justice, mercy, and faithfulness. So I want us to pause for a moment and look at ourselves. There are a few questions I'm going to ask. If you want to look in your bulletins, the questions are there, and you might want to take notes if that's a thing that helps you. But the first question is, what does your Christmas look like on the outside? Well, at the very least, you've shown up to church on Christmas Eve morn. Perhaps you've already shared some meaningful times with family. I expect most of you have decorated your homes for Christmas and sat out a nativity scene somewhere representing the birth of the Christ child. All of this is good, but it leads me to another question. What does your Christmas look like on the inside? Why did you really come to worship this morning? Was it out of obligation or tradition? Maybe it was a deal you made with someone, or someone guilted you into it. And then with family. When you spent time with family, did you take time to notice what was going on in the lives of those around you? Those that God allows you to share life with and journey with? Or was it more about what food you were going to eat and what was next on the holiday schedule? When you put the nativity scene out, were you more concerned with all the pieces being placed right symmetrically, or what the pieces actually symbolized? Church services, family gatherings, and nativity scenes are great, but if they're not connected to something on the inside of each of us, they will not have as much meaning, impact, or significance as God desires. And this leads to the next question. So which of these is most important, the inside or the outside? I think we find the answer to this question in Scripture. If you look back at verse 23, the end of that verse, it says, Jesus said, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. This leads to yet another question. How does one affect the other? Now, it would seem the religious leaders of Jesus' time tried to focus on the outside without considering the inside and were quickly reprimanded. In fact, Jesus himself referred to them as hypocrites. What is the chance God might be trying to share a similar message with some of us today? Some of us who might be wearing masks, hiding behind a facade, or even creating a fake Christian identity. If this is where you are, I know it doesn't feel good. It's so difficult to keep up the pretense. And it usually leaves you feeling tired and empty. It doesn't have to be that way. But how about this? We talked about the outside. What if instead we decide to focus on the inside, and that's primarily where we are and where we hang out? We try to have the right personal relationship with God, but just don't worry too much about what's going on around us in the body of believers or in our community. According to Jesus, he said that we're not to neglect either. These two things go together. God knows you inside and out. He doesn't pay attention to one more than the other because they can't. It's one. They're not to be separated. God knows what you're doing. God sees what you've accomplished. The spiritual disciplines you have made routine in your life, the good deeds you've done, all these outward things, God knows them. God's aware of them. God sees them more than anybody else does. But God also knows what you look like on the inside. He knows your struggle, your pain, your hurt, your self-doubt, your loneliness, and it pains God to see you in this state. He never intended this for you. Today, our Advent focus is on love. Did you know that God loves you inside and out? Now, you're just going to say yes, but I want you to think about what that means. Do you know that God loves you inside and out? He loves all of you. He does not love and cannot be a part of the sin that's in our lives, but God does love you. He wants you to be free from the sin that separates us. It keeps us from embracing Him and all of His love. He can and will help you with this. And this is why we keep coming back to the story of the Christ child again and again and again. It's through the Christ child that we gain freedom from sin. This is the only way we can ever be truly clean on the inside, so that our outer self has the meaning and the purpose God created us to live. A lot of times we can pretend and we get that pretense, and people even look at us and it seems like we have a good life. But if it's just a pretense, it can't make nearly the difference that God desires it to. That's the gift of the Christ child. We have to make it ours. We can't just talk about it. We can't just symbolize it. We can't just give lip service to it. We have to embrace it. So how does this connect to the luminary bags I just gave you? You see, we could get the whitest, brightest bags ever. We can even do our best to make sure the inside of the bag, because we're talking about inside and outside, we can even make sure the inside of the bag have no smudges tarnishing it. We can set them out just perfectly. But if that's all we do, they will have no significance tonight when people arrive for our Christmas Eve service. In fact, most people would not even notice them. So what makes the bag so special? What makes the bag so special is the light that goes inside of the bag. And when those bags are placed alongside each other, it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It's one of the things I love about Christmas Eve at Woodland. I love seeing those lights. I love seeing the cars drive up between those lights, and I love standing out and watching the cars leave. But you know what's even more beautiful is when God's people, when believers stand side by side and the light of Christ is reflecting in them. That is perhaps the most beautiful thing you might ever see. It draws people in to see what's going on in your life, and they want to be a part of it. So each of you have a bag. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to help me prepare it for the service today by opening it up. So go ahead and make lots of noise. You don't have to be quiet right now. Open it up. And I want you to fold, put one fold in the top of it that's going to hold it open. So when you're done, your bag looks kind of like this. It's just folded down on the top so it won't fall down on itself. And I'm going to ask you, after you've done that, you can take that bag and set it somewhere just for the moment. And as you depart from the worship center, whichever door you go out of, whether it's the back or whether it's one of the side doors, I'd like for you to just place it off to the side. Some of our middle schoolers are going to take time later. They're going to take these and set them out. If you come back tonight, the bag that you just put your hands on is going to be sitting somewhere out there with a light in it. And it's going to be one of the things that's going to add to this service tonight. The bag is open and ready to receive the light. So, as you depart today, as you come back tonight, as you remember the bag that's open to receive the light, it's my challenge to you that your heart will also be open. There are a lot of things that can keep us from opening our hearts, even at Christmas time. The busyness, the schedules, the challenges of the past year, the challenges of what might be yet to come, the unknown in the future. There are a lot of things that could cause these bags to be closed. But I tell you, if we remain open, if we remain, keep our hearts open and we ask Christ to be a part of that, that light will come inside of us. It will be a beautiful thing. Our life will be more what it was intended to be, and it will draw others not to us, but to Christ. I'm going to ask our musicians to come forward and lead us in an invitation hymn. And I call it an invitation. God is inviting each one of us to respond. And one of the ways of responding can be right here. And coming and saying, Greg, I want to be more open. I want that light of Christ to be reflected. Or maybe it's been reflecting some, but I haven't allowed Christ to be so fully reflected, and so it's just been a dim flicker, and I want it to be brighter. Maybe we talk about hope, joy, peace, and love, and love is what we focused on today, and we need to know the love of Christ that comes through the Christ child, the light that's a part of that. But you know, those don't come without God also giving us hope, peace, and joy. And maybe that's still something of what you need in your life right now. God promises that. God has that gift ready to give you. And as you accept it, that light comes into your life. And so we don't walk around as empty, dark vessels. We carry the light of Christ inside. That gives us strength, gives us power beyond ourselves, and gives a reflection that draws others to the light they need in the midst of their darkness. Would you stand with me and sing with us, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, hymn number 77.